Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and it is two masterminds in one. This is what we do every single weekday morning. We talk about something you've brought up inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. Then we talk about stuff that's on my mind. We strategize and work together to make each of us better. I'm excited today because we have a guest host today. It's her first time guest hosting, too. Love it that we have people that step up and help lead the call. Maria Pettit from Cleveland, Ohio. Take it away.
Good morning, Pivot Shift Ahead family. I'm so excited to be here with you today. What an honor and a privilege it is to sit in James as James is traveling. This community for me has been the cornerstone of my career for the last 5 years, and I don't take this opportunity lightly. This group proves every single day that real careers are made in markets like this. When you show up, we sharpen each other and you elevate the industry. And that's so super powerful. For those that I haven't met yet, I'm Maria Pettit. I serve the greater Cleveland, Ohio market. Woohoo! I lead Integrity Home Group, and I've been blessed to help buyers, sellers, and builders, and of course, investors to elevate their real estate experience. So I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. Here's how today's going to flow a little bit. I've got some pretty powerful topics lined up for you today, not to just survive, but to thrive in this market, and kind of bringing some strategies and stories of my own business and weave those into, obviously hearing from you guys and masterminding around some awesome topics. Because this group's strength is collective wisdom from thousands of agents across the country, and of course in other countries as well. So let's get ready to engage, share, leave here with at least one thing that you are gonna implement and put into action today. How's that sound, everybody? Give me a thumbs up. Okay, so today, I want to lean into something simple but foundational and kind of staying in the topic and along the lines of getting back to basics, what James has been kind of talking about all week. Because when markets shift, when a deal falls apart, when clients ghost us, it's not the scripts that carry us, the scripts or the contracts or all that that carry us through. It's actually our why and our mindset. And I know that sounds crazy, and I would get so frustrated all these years when people would ask me, what's your why? What's your why? What's your why? And the truth is, I always felt like it was just show up, do the work, and just do what you do. The reality is what helped me push through on those tough days. And guys, could you all agree we all have a lot of noise going on around us right now? A lot of chirping in our ears. It's kind of getting back to why are we doing what we're doing? And that's super important. So for me, it's not just selling houses or serving my community. It's really about creating experiences and memories that are meaningful to my family and to my friends. And for me, real estate is the vehicle that allows me to do that. So when I picture dinners around the table, travel adventures, for those of you that know me and know my life, right? Travel adventures and vacations, or celebrating key milestones with the people that I absolutely love and adore, it's what keeps me anchored and what keeps me focused. Those are the core memories that matter most to me. And if you know me, you know that that matters so much more than anything else. So when a deal falls apart or a client backs out or when the market feels heavy, I remind myself, this is so much bigger than just real estate. That's what it's all about. And the thing that I'm building most is that, right? Experiences that I get to share with the people closest to me. So I see it all the time. I'm a former team leader. I said I wasn't going to say that, but you know, James says, how do you know someone was a team leader? They say they were a team leader. I'm a former team leader. Most of my career was growing two large real estate companies here in the Cleveland market. And I wanted to share this topic because it's that time of year, right? When I see people, agents in this case, lose sight of why they're doing what they're doing. You get caught up in the grind, you stop showing up as your best self, and sometimes you give up. And the truth is, this business isn't for the weak. Can we all agree on that, right? But the ones who stay anchored in their why and protect their mindset are the ones who build careers and even in markets like this and capture market share that we don't give back. So I want to kick this off, and I really want to have a powerful conversation around this of I want to stay focused too on what is your why and how do you remind yourself during the tough days why it matters and how to stay focused. So let's hear from you. I want to kick this conversation off. Tammy, so raise your hands, please. Tammy Fox, let's start with you with your awesome Footloose song.
When we started September this month, I had 10 closings on the book for the month. That's a big month. Four of them terminated out of the 10. And, it's various things. It's lenders pulled, buyers changed their mind, buyers on my listing got cold feet. Just, all the things that could happen. Well, it happened in a 2 week time period in four. And Kent and I talked through this, and I said, well, at least it wasn't four out of four. I still had some closings. And my big why is my family, my husband, our six children, our three grandchildren. And we have a kid in college this year who needs a little help with tuition. So I have to keep that mindset and motivation. I have to show up here. I'm not on camera a lot because I'm usually working out at this time of the morning to get my day started. And I'm not like Tulio. I'm not going to be on the treadmill letting you see me sweat. If I didn't have this group, I don't think my mindset, my motivation would be as aligned as they are. I have surrounded myself with the best of the best in this community. And that's how I get through the months when it's like, okay, what's the next thing that's going to fall apart? Because when they come that quickly, it's like, okay, Lord, I'm ready for the calm and to get through. But just put on your shoes, get dressed, and you'd go do the next day. And you don't let that stuff eat you up. You use it to motivate you.
Tammy, I love that so much. So I have to go back to the song real quick. So yesterday when I heard Back in Black, I'm like, why can't it be on my day? Just kidding. And then when I heard it was Footloose, I'm like, even better. I love it. So thank you for the awesome song. And thank you for sharing too. I agree that sometimes we line up great months, huge months, and then when they fall apart, you're like, what happened? Why is this happening to me? What's going on? And I just love how you're so focused in on why it actually all matters. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it. Bree Vaughn.
Hey girl,
Hey,
hey,
girl. Hey.
glowing. Happy to see you on. So, talking about my why. So when I first got into real estate, I guess 8 years ago, it was like I ended up in Charlotte by way of a reorganization. So I was tired of just like being shifted by other people's goals. And like I just said, I want to be in the driver's seat of my destiny. And that worked well. Would it have made me get up and go knock on doors in 10 degree weather? No. And it was only when I lost my sister that I realized what true abundance is. And now it's my le her legacy, which is our legacy, which is her son. And that will get me up out of bed to move mountains. That will make sure that in the moments, making sure that I'm doing things that are in alignment with what is the legacy that we can leave for him? How can we help him stay in a mindset of abundance and not scarcity? How can we set him up for success when he's on the spectrum? He's a brilliant college student with honors. How can we make sure that he's a contributing member of the society? And so those are the things that drive me now versus being, I'm still wanting to be in the driver's seat of my destiny, but when it comes to like the heart and what will get me, it's always going to be him and setting him up for success.
It's what powers you through. It's what helps you push through all those obstacles to get through it. And I love this so much for you, Bree. And over the last 5 years, I've gotten a front row seat at your life and all that. And I so love when you share that because real estate's the vehicle that helps us get there. Period. End of story. And so I love that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And good to see you. Telly, good group
Good morning.
question.
I feel like I'm being called for breakfast. I love it. It's a pleasure reporting. So with me, the big why comes down to three things. And it's kind of like how we build our business here at Keller Williams, as anyone's part of it, which is God, family, business. It's your spirit, it's yourself, it's your own center first. Then it's connected into your family, into your business. So for example, with me, I spent a lot of time on myself earlier this year, basically reinvented myself with some incredible books that I listened to. I lost 30 pounds. I found a trainer. I go to the gym. I do yoga. I'm really, really in touch with myself and senses in that way. The next thing I was able to do was be able to get in touch with my family and my kids, especially being able to spend time, being able to basically put myself in court, coordinate myself in ways that I never thought I could do. My son 2 weeks ago had me rock climbing, zip lining on a moon bounce. Oh, it was insane. And he's like, Dad, come on, you can do it. You can do it. I'm like, I'm 43 years old.
yeah, let's go for it. And I did it, every single one. And then he threw me through polar caves, and I'm climbing through all these little caves in New Hampshire. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. But then again, that connects right there with all my big why right there is those two kids and the legacy I lead. And that leads into and connects right into my other side, which is my business. Everything interconnects in terms of if you are centered and you are one with yourself and you are one with everything that matters to you, number one, that could connect. And then you can be what brings you the most amount of joy, whether it's a spouse, a loved one, your family, your kids, whatever it may be. And that channels into your business, and your business starts to thrive because you want to, for me personally, is lead a legacy. My father had a successful business. If he can do it, and I have his mindset, his mentality, as well as also I have his way to speak, which is a blessing and a half, then people will follow and things can occur. People listen and they work hard. And at the same time, you can have that life you truly want. But just remember, it starts with those simple goals as well. You have to break it down. You need to start with, what do you want to do in a month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year, 10 year, 20 year? You need to have that. And that really drives into your big why. But it will change. Your big why can change because we are not the same person we're going to be 5 years from now, as one of my favorite books, Be Your Future Self, teaches us, and it educates. If anyone hasn't read it, please, please do. That will teach you so much of goals and so many things. But I could keep going on, but I want to give other people a wonderful chance to share. So thank you so much, Maria. I appreciate it.
No, Telly, I love it. And I even more so love that I think your last name's Greek. But anyway, that's beside the point. I love your share. Thank you so much. And what I love most, and you may not realize this, is I just met you today and realized that you like exude all this happiness and joy, and you can tell with the words that you're using and that type of thing. And I think it's awesome. So I'm proud to meet you, proud to know you. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. And congrats to all your success. Julie, am I supposed to say Team Leader Hall of Fame? Because I feel like James always says that.
Why not? So as a team leader for so long, I finally got into one of the top team leader masterminds one year. And Patrick Woods, if you know him, he was hosting and he was talking about the big why. And for years and years and years, I would like, yes, the why to death, or spill out something that kind of sounded a little bit like the past three people's, but a little different. Cause I had no idea what my big why was, right? This guy sitting next to me, I'll never forget. He was like, called me out on my crap. He was like, I don't think so. And now it's break and I'm about ready to go out on the break. And he's like, no. And basically walked me through my whole big why to the point where I'm hysterically crying. Then Patrick starts the mastermind again. He took me out in the hall thing. I realized what my big why was. So anytime I have like what happened to Tammy, I won't pretend that I just look at my big why and rainbows start appearing. I do kind of freak out a bit. I call you, I call Brie, I call whoever it is. They talk me off the ledge. And then I look at this picture of my nieces and nephews, because my big why is I refuse to let them grow up the way I grew up. I refuse to not let, for them to not have what they need, to not have food on the table, to not have electricity, and to not have the healthcare that they need to get through life and have an opportunity to be who they are. And that will always keep me going.
I love it. And the reason I love it even more is because I know that personal story of you, and I love that you just shared that. And it really does motivate you and drive you. And it is 100% who you are to a core. I love you. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate you. Josie.
Good morning, Maria. I love this topic, and I feel like I'm going to get emotional, so let's hope not. But so the big why to me, it's two different things, right? We talk about our big why, we talk about our mission statement. So when people get tripped up a lot, I feel like it makes them scared. I remember we used to have a team member where she just would get overwhelmed when we would have this conversation, and we try to bring it down, like don't get in your head about it, right? Just like Telly said, it can change. And I'm so glad that he made that comment, right? Whatever your big why might be today is not necessarily what it's going to be in the future. For me, it's actually simple. Like, I am all about the freedom. I am all about like being able to do whatever it is that I want to do when I want to do it. And I know, to me, like, that encompasses everything else, right? So not having to worry about where the money is going to come from, not having to worry about if I want to go to California like I did recently and just work out there and spend some time with friends for a week, that like I have the ability to do that. And that has to come with sacrifice, though. So, like, I am willing to do the things that it takes. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's hard. This past week, I've probably slept, like, a couple hours a night because I'm finishing a major project. And that's okay, right? Like, it's, what is it that you're willing to do to get to your big why? So kind of like Julie said, like, when we were small, we didn't have much. Like, I remember one of my stories that I've told before is we were going on a class trip. It was, like, eighth grade. Going horseback riding for the first time, and it was like $15 to go. And I remember telling my mom in advance, yeah, no problem. I signed up the day of. She just didn't have it. And I remember her getting upset but mad, you know, because she just didn't have it. But deep down, she was like crushed because she couldn't give her daughter $15 to do this major thing. And my classmates, like, I was crushed, but I tried not to show it to my mom because, like, I understood. My classmates rallied, like, and some of my closest friends, like, pulled together their money. Okay, little eighth graders, and we were all broke. And then they put that $15 together for me. And it's, like, those type of memories that I've been fortunate to have that, like, carry me through. I want to be able to be that person for other people. Like, we're going out to dinner. Nobody's worrying about who's got the check, or, like, we're not arguing about stuff like that, because life is just so much more important than getting caught up in, like, the menial things. But you have to, again, be willing to sacrifice. You have to be willing to bust your ass. You have to be willing to do the things. That's how you know it's really your big why. Because if what you think your big why is isn't enough to get you to get up and go do your lead gen or to go do the things that you need to do to get you some business, then it's not your big why. When you're willing to get up and go do the things, then that's when you know you found what your big why is.
Josie, you can't make the presenter cry because we have a lot in common. And I love that share. And thank you so much for sharing that, because it's so true. You don't know the impact that you make on people, and you don't know how you show up for others as well. But I'm not going to cry, so I'm going to have to move on. I love you. Thank you for sharing that story, because it's very beautiful and very powerful. And again, this is why we're having this conversation today. I reached out to so many people that said, like, and I asked, like, what's the conversation? What do you need help with? And really the root of it was staying in check, keeping our mindset in the right place and making sure that we can power through this, because we can. And I love you, Josie. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. And I'm proud of you. Ira.
Hey, Maria. It's wonderful to see you at the helm. So
good to see you too.
Josie, that was such a beautiful story. My big why is very simple. I just want to be able to do things that are unexpected. My kids are going through a major renovation on their house, and they've got the money to do it, but now they're trying to cut corners and make sure that the budget has already been blown, and they're getting all nervous. And I said to them, you must have crown molding. I'm paying for that. We went, they were concerned about using the appliances that they had in their kitchen. And I said, absolutely not. Let's go stove shopping. And my daughter said, no, you know, it's too much money. No, I have it. This gives me joy. It's just being able to do things that are unexpected, and giving is so much better than receiving. And
oh my God,
that's what real estate allows me to do.
And you know, when you give, like, you receive so much more when you do that too. And I think that when you come from abundance with that, you're blessed so much. You're blessed in return so twofold, tenfold, whatever it is. So I appreciate
absolutely.
It. And I love it. I feel like I love that conversation that you just want to make sure that they have all the things. So I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Ira, for your share, and great to see you this morning.
Likewise.
I cannot wait to hear your big why.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. My big why, it has changed. First, it was the clinic, which we already finished doing it. And now I'm going big. So, like, tomorrow, I am shipping a whole container to Sierra Leone. The first time I went, which was January, I sent donation 10 barrels. I'm like, no, because I was literally crying my behind when some kids didn't have. I know it's going to happen again this year. And I'm going in December, and I'm shipping a whole container, which is leaving tomorrow to New York. So my big why is going for my country. I'm going, because I cannot sit here in America and saying the country is bad and I'm not doing anything to help. So I cannot be part of just the talk. I have to be part of the action. So that's why sometimes I'm tired. You know, I don't want to get up, and I listen to my body because I will get sick. But at the end of the day, that's what keeps me going. And I know that, and I proclaim I want to move there in 5 years. So that's my why.
Z, one of the things that I've always loved and respected of you is when you share your story and how passionate you get about it and how you realize that you have to be the conduit to kind of be part of the change and part of the difference. And you 1,000,000% like implement that and say, I am going to make a difference and I'm going to be the conduit to do that. And I love that so much. And I love watching your journey too. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Of course. Jacqueline.
Okay. I've already been crying because.
Oh my God. I know. I can't, we can't have tears going, but anyway. That was not my intention. It was supposed to be like motivating and powerful.
No, it is. It's really good. Your big why should make you cry. You know, I think it should make you cry. I hired a coach a couple months ago, and we were talking about my goals, and like, I was like, well, you know, I got to renovate my kitchen. I want. And he said to me, he said, I hear all this stuff. Like, I want stuff. I want these things. And he said, what do you have to do? What do you have to have? And I'm saying this for the people in the chat who don't know what their big why is. I didn't know what my big why was for a very long time, very long time. And when I very first time I took Bold, I didn't really get like much the business that people said, because I needed to work on myself, right? And so I did, and I did that, and I did the things, and this was like 10 plus years ago. I don't even remember. But it led me to an organization that I ended up going on a trip with Operation Smile. And I wanted to put smiles in kids' faces. So fast forward a few years, and I have a son who has Down syndrome, and he's the best thing in the whole world. I love him so much. I would not trade him for anything, but he's my big why. And he's my only child, and I need to know that he's going to be taken care of I'm not here anymore.
That's right.
And that's so right. There's an organization in town who is providing a place for people with disabilities to live. And I know that they need 50 acres to be able to do what they want to do long term. And they need 50 acres so that they can build housing for people and kind of like give them a place to live somewhat independently, but like a life, like full life, you know? And when my coach asked me, what do I have to do? I said, I have to make sure this organization gets 50 acres. And so that has led me, it's in front of me every day, because like, it also has led me to like, who do I need to know in Huntsville? I'm new to Huntsville. Like, I've been here less than 3 years. So who do I need to know in Huntsville that's landowners? Like, I'm meeting with a lender this morning who works with people with mass tracts of land. I'm getting to know more people in Huntsville. Like, I've tied my business now to my big why. So anyway, sorry, that was like super emotional, but like,
no,
I think to wrap it all back to what you were trying to say about have it being in front of you and being somewhat business related as well. So
1,000,000%, you nailed it, like that right there. And I'm sorry, my intention was not to make anybody cry. Really to like eliminate the noise and focus in on what actually matters. And for you, like, it's so powerful, right? Like, you realize that you want to do this for your son and also anyone else that is like your son, right?
Yes.
To be kind of make it bigger. And it goes back to like Z and what she's done back in her country. So thank you so much for sharing. This is terrible. I see all these hands up. I want to hear everyone's why, and I can't get to you all, and I love you. But we are at 7:59 and I have strict orders to get us onto the live call. But so I just want to say this before we wrap up and go live. Thank you so much for leaning in. Thank you so much for sharing this morning. This conversation around our why, in our mindset, is such a powerful reminder that this business isn't just about contracts and commissions and all that type of stuff. It's about creating a life and experiences that matter to us most. And what I loved about hearing about is just all the different types of whys too. Like you kind of heard, Ira wants his kids to have amazing, you know, crown molding and new appliances. And then you hear Josie and Julie and everyone and Jacqueline sharing stories about their families too. So it matters so much. But those are the things that we have to remember, that we have to keep showing up, especially on the hard days. And that's exactly what makes this group so special, right? Is we sharpen each other, we keep each other grounded. And okay, here we go. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Pivot, shift ahead, family. No, you don't need to adjust your screens. I am not James Shaw, but I do have the privilege of sitting in for him today. And I couldn't be more excited to spend this time with you. This community for me has been the cornerstone of my career over the last 5 years. It's been a roadmap and a sounding board, and honestly, the place I've leaned in to build a real and successful business. The strategies and the mindsets that we share here, the accountability we create here, and the work, I don't take this privilege lightly. So for those of you that haven't met me, I am Maria Pettit out of Cleveland, Ohio. I lead Integrity Home Group, and my business and my life are anchored in three core values: integrity, compassion, and energy. I carry those through with every client and every deal and every relationship, and now here with you. So for those of you that have been here before, you know that we don't just start with contracts or jump into broker questions or on the topic, but we do start with something good. And for that reason, because what we focus on expands. And I'd love to hear some big wins and from like three of you, a couple of tell me something goods, please. Tammy Fox, we'll start with you.
Thank you so much. Great job on the pre-show. This month, my oldest son closed on a house. And this is to give you guys hope who have children who have gone through addiction. He had more than 10 years of addiction, 13 overdoses, but God. And he did the hard work. He did the recovery. He lived in transitional housing and was considered homeless 2 years ago. And I connected him with my lender. She told him what to do to get his credit score up. And he did it on his own. There is hope for those children. And I know many of us have them in our family. And that is the biggest win, I think, of the month for me, is he is a homeowner. He's engaged. And his future is bright.
Oh, so. My God, Tammy, I love that so much. Thank you. And I see the tears welling up in your eyes. That is fantastic and so awesome. And I will pray for him to stay on this journey and this path. And what an amazing amazing obstacle that he overcame. So that's awesome. Thank you so much, man. These are so good. Lewis Jackson.
Good morning, everybody. I think you guys may remember, I actually started with Keller Williams about 90 days ago. Thanks to this group, I've had a lot of assistance from trying to figure out how to do open houses and everything else. This past weekend, we actually did a mega open house, and we had at least 30, 40 groups stopping by. So that was the biggest open house I've ever had. But on top of that, I have my first closing next Friday. I've only been with KW for 90 days, and I couldn't have done it without this group. Like, you guys supporting and pushing and all the direction, all the stuff with the questions we've asked, like, I couldn't have got this far without you guys. So I'm excited to see where this journey goes, but I just want to say thank you for everybody. Like, I'm really excited to see where this goes. So.
Lewis, show up every day to this call. 1,000,000%. It will change your life and you will continue these closings. I love it. Thank you. Thanks for coming on camera.
No problem. Thank you guys. Seriously. I try to join every morning that I can and I appreciate it.
I love it. I love it. Proud of you. Thanks for sharing. Crystal.
Good morning, Maria. Love the topic, the pre-show and everything. My gratitude, something good, ties into something that has been I've not been able to pinpoint, and that is that the why, the motivation. I came from doing a a large amount of business in Southern California and Nevada. Here in Georgia, have not found my spark because Georgia was never on my goal list. Well, I've been separated from my daughter and my granddaughter for 12 years, and might tell me something good, to tying back to what Tammy said earlier, but God, you know, continued prayer and just because of a relationship that my daughter was in, a controlling relationship, everything pivoted. Everything pivoted behind an accident that happened. I got hit by a semi truck, but I'm here and God saved me and I'm here. And not only that, my daughter's out of that relationship. I have my daughter, I have my granddaughter. And this was supposed to be the very first weekend with my granddaughter and I alone. And she was hospitalized under my care. And I came to find out, and I'm going to try to keep this as short as possible so everyone else can share, the time that I finally get with my granddaughter. I have all these plans to spend with her, and I'm supposed to pick her up from work at 5 o'clock, and at 4:30, she's sick. I take her to urgent care at 11 o'clock. They send her to Children's Hospital in Atlanta, and I'm sitting there at my granddaughter's bedside for 2 days. And just trying to figure out what's going on with her. My granddaughter she's taking 7 college classes. She's a straight A student. She's stressed to the max. She doesn't even drink Coke. We find out she's drinking 2 monsters a day. There's so much weight on my granddaughter, who I'm just now getting to meet because she's been out of my life for 12 years. I just want to share with this community, I have not had a why since I've been in Georgia, which is almost 10 years. I have my why now. I have my why now, and I'm so thankful because I haven't been able to pinpoint my why, and I have it now. So I just wanted to share that.
It's so powerful, and it's going to help you push you through through the tough days. And I love that so much. Thank you so much for the share. I appreciate that. I want to pivot into I want to share my secret sauce at this time of year. So I've been in the industry for a little over 2 decades, and I don't feel right doing this. I need to say thank you for everyone sharing those powerful stories. The pre-show, I need to honor that as well. So let me go back. I want to honor the pre-show, and I want to honor all the personal stories that everyone shared. That is so powerful and so meaningful. And our purpose here in our business funds those big whys. And I want to just kind of have us focused in on that. So now I'm going to pivot. So one of my secret sauces is always for all these decades, my fourth quarters have always been stacked with business. Not always, I shouldn't say that. I mean, you know, but I get really purposeful before we get into the fourth quarter, because I just get super focused in on what can I do to make sure that I'm setting up a successful fourth quarter and then kicking off the new year with deals and with business. And kind of keeping in alignment with getting back to basics, I want to kind of frame this conversation around what I've done in the last several years. And it's kind of a reminder for me too, is so as we move into fall, I want you to think about the idea of the deposits that we're making in our business today pay dividends later. And I'm telling you, it happens to me all the time. So just like in life, you don't plant a seed today and then eat the fruit tomorrow. It takes time, consistency, and care. Fall is a perfect time to do a little cleanup, right? So it's a little fall cleanup in our businesses, especially in our databases. I know I need to do it because the truth is, when winter and the holiday season is right around the corner and is upon us, it's right around the corner. And those months give us the best opportunities to reconnect with people that maybe we haven't seen, maybe we haven't talked to. It's like a great excuse to get with people. It's a natural season of gatherings and gratitude and reflection. And when we lean into it with purpose and intention, it sets us up for a strong 2026, really strong 2026. I haven't done the math yet. Someone said it was less than 100 days. I think we technically have like less than 60 business days between now and the end of the year. So if you think of it in that sense, like you can really be purposeful with your connections as you're doing this fall cleanup, or as I know I'm going to be, and then making these connections through winter. So something I've implemented in my business, in my own business over the years, as I said, getting back to the database cleanup, making sure I'm intentional about who I'm reconnecting with and reaching out to. And honestly, it sounds so super simple, but hey, we're talking about getting back to basics. I wanted to share that strategy. It's easy to get caught up in the closings and contracts and forget that this business is built on relationships, and those relationships carry us forward through when the market gets tough. So here's where I'd like to hear from you. I want to master around this topic is, let's say fall cleanup, fall database cleanup, all that stuff has been done. What are some strategies or ideas on how we can reconnect with our people and get really purposeful, intentional with it? So you're not just busy, right? That you're also building momentum for 2026. So what are some ways that we can do that going into this holiday season? Dean Moss.
Hey, good morning, Cleveland. How are you? Thanks for leading us today, Maria. Appreciate that. I think what comes to me mind here is you got to take stock of where you are, where you want to go. In other words, if I want to go to Cleveland, even though I know how to get there like the back of my hand, you need a road map. If I want to get off somewhere and maybe take a little different detour, you got to have a plan as to where you want to go. Sorry about that, everybody. And I think that so many people this time of the year, they begin to let their foot off the gas just a little bit too much. So keep the foot on the gas and understand when it's time to press down on it a little bit. It's simply a matter of continuing to be intentional, even when the finish line is in sight and so many people let things up too easily. So thanks. Let me share.
Thanks so much, Dean. I appreciate you. Valerie.
Good morning, everybody. I actually do a party for Beaujolais Day, and I do it every year, and I get 6 touches out of that. Donna Gilbert would like some Beaujolais. And I learned about Beaujolais Day when I was in France, and it's the third Thursday, so I do it on the Saturday following the third Thursday. The beauty of the whole thing is there's a ton of people out of town that can't make the party, so when I'm slapping down my credit card at the end of the night, it's not that bad, but I get the 4 touches going into the party, and then I get another touch coming out of it, plus the touch at the party. And I always, that just keys up my first quarter. And like Dean said, I worked through this last quarter. I came from the title business, and the fourth quarter we had to work our butts off. And that's what I do. And I always have really great fourth quarters because I don't take my foot off the gas at all. I actually press down a little bit.
I love that. I do the same thing. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing, Valerie. Auntie Donna.
First of all, Beaujolais Day. How long has this been going on?
I know. I mean, it's like, hi, where's my invite?
12 years.
Wonderful. I love that. Yeah, please include me. Maria, thank you so much for doing this. It has been an emotional roller coaster this morning, starting with boogieing out to Footloose, and then we're crying, we're praying, we're celebrating, we're doing all the emotions. And what's amazing is that we get to do it in this community and in this group, and we feel so comfortable, whether we've known each other for 5.5 years or longer, or you just joined today. We feel so comfortable and so welcoming. And so that's kind of, you said it, planting seeds. Well, fall is another time to plant. I'm actually planting my bulbs for my garden for next year, literally planting my bulbs for the garden now. So that's kind of what we should be doing in our database. And I take this time to really go deep with the people who I'm closest with, but also the people who I feel like maybe they need a little something, whether they're clients or friends, focusing more on clients. But we've talked about certain things, your goals and everything, really having a deep conversation and letting them know, this is the important part, letting them know that I am grateful for them choosing me to be on this journey with them. And that kind of like resonates, and don't do it if you don't mean it, but if you do, let people know, because then they'll lean in. You can do this together. There's a lot of people who've been carrying burdens just in our community. Imagine when you reach out into the larger community who are carrying burdens that you don't even know about, to let them know that you're there for them and that you will help with the burden. You'll help, you know, carry them through. You know, we'll pray, we'll cry. You kept saying, I don't want tears. I'm like, let's have tears. You know, just be there for people and let them know you're grateful to be in their world. Thank you. I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much for sharing, Donna. I just didn't want to cry. I just needed to kind of keep it together. So thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate that. Amy.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Good morning. So for us, we really lean into the community around this time of year. We do a shred event. We did it last year. We do blessing baskets this year, and we just love on our customers, our, you know, prospective customers and our vendors. And this time of year, there's just so many people that are without and lonely. So we try to provide that outlet for them to come and be loved and trunk or treats and things like that. So we do a lot of events at this time of year just to be in community.
What's your top event that you do in your community?
So our shred event is pretty big. We're hoping to make it bigger this year. And last year was the first year we did blessing baskets. Well, both events. So blessing baskets for sure. Blessing baskets for sure are our biggest event.
Yeah, that I could see that. Cool. Thank you so much for sharing, Amy. Appreciate it. Great to see you on the call. Ellie McIntyre.
Hello, my lovely. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
Good. Okay, so I'm going to go for a shameless plug here, and there's a reason behind it. And we have about 20% of the people that are on this call that get up every morning and join us for early birds. And if you don't know what that is, it's at a horrendously early 6:30 a.m. on Clubhouse. Lee Corey from the Boston Midwest, or whatever she says, and I do every Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. on Clubhouse. Anyway, very well timed is the fact that always, the last Thursday of the month, we always talk about what events, aka client events, farm events, sphere events, and we have this fabulous mastermind, and of course, tomorrow is the last Thursday of the month. And because if prior planning prevents poor performance, we've already done October. We did that at the end of August. So tomorrow, of course, with blessing baskets, and we do separate different mornings when we talk specifically about blessing baskets, because it is such a huge event in everybody's community if they're doing it. But tomorrow morning, 6:30 a.m., if you get onto Early Birds, and hopefully somebody will put the link in the chat, we are going to be talking about what you can do in November, as well as blessing baskets, and how you can set your year up in 2026 with making connections, with doing things in the community, within your sphere, so that as we approach the new year, you are strong, you're ready, and you're going to just take off.
That's a total shameless plug that I love, Ellie, and you're allowed to do it. Thank you for sharing
that. Thank you, my love.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Do I have your permission to jump to a couple of people that I haven't heard from yet? There's 2 minutes. I'm trying to stay on time here and I want to wrap up. And so I'm being told, like, wrap it up. So Josie, I love you. I want to jump to Alice and Brent since we haven't heard from them yet. So whatever you want to share, if you can share it in the chat. So Alice and Brent, please share. And we have 2 minutes left. So I just want to kind of lightning round power through these, a couple of more hands.
Okay, so quickly, we lean into the fourth quarter with fall Popeyes. I have these little candles with a cute little tag on them, and drop by people that I don't always see, knock at their door. It makes for a great conversation. I have these bags too. I should have branded bags, but at Trader Joe's, these are just, these are $3.99. The candles are $3.33. I also drop by with pumpkins and people love it. It's a great way to end the fourth quarter.
Awesome, Cher. Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Appreciate it. Ginger.
Hey, good morning. Maria, you're doing a great job and thanks for letting me share. I just wanted to say, so what I do during the fourth quarter, and I've been doing this for years, is the first thing I do is sit down and start planning. I start planning early in September. for the end of the year and going into next year. I think that's important to get a good start on it. And in addition, I doubled down on making sure that I am doubling down on my calls and on my touches to my database during this time of year, when a lot of times people can get depressed or feel alone during the holidays. And then I do some small events, like I'll be doing a pie event. We're doing a coffee and conversations event to round out the year. And then we do, we always do something with one of my book clubs where we'll do a charity event for people that really need it. Like, we've adopted families, we've done organizations that are helping homeless, stuff like that. So I feel it's important to give back as well. So thanks for letting me share.
Of course. Thank you so much. I love that. And I just see all these hands that are raised, and we're at the end of this call. What I'd love for you guys to do is, for those of you that have your hands raised, if we can keep this conversation going on the Facebook live stream of this, just add your share to the chat. So I just want to, before we close out, just say thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to lead you through this conversation today. The energy, the honesty, the tears to the ideas you shared today is exactly what makes this community so powerful. But here's my challenge for you, is don't just listen to these conversations, take action. Take one deposit that you can make into your business this week, one call, one note, one reconnection, and do it with purpose and intention. Those small, consistent deposits will pay dividends, not only in the fourth quarter, but even in 2026. I'm grateful for all of you. Now let's go make it happen and show up as our best selves today. Thank you so much, everybody, for your participation. I appreciate it. Bye, guys.
Maria, thank you. I appreciate you for hosting today. And thank you to everybody who shared and who is a part of what we do. You know, you're invited to hang out with us all the time. Get into the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. Just go to Facebook, search Pivot Shift Ahead, and you'll find us. You can join the call live by going to jamesdshaw.com and click join our free daily call. And then I'd love to connect with you on socials. I'm on Instagram at jamesdshaw. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye-bye.